Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. Today, I have a very exciting guest with me, my guest, missionary Linda Patterson. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being my guest. I'm so honored to have you as my guest this morning. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Missionary Patterson?
I'm be 75 years old in a couple weeks. I've been running for the Lord for a long time. I've been a missionary for almost 50 years. I teach prayer. It's something that I believe that we have to do, that God chose us to do.
Yes.
And I'm a grandmother, a great-grandmother, about 75 times.
Wow.
Have an active family. They believe, yes, in the Word. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes, what a blessing. And I've had the honor and the privilege to sit in your midst so many times as you prayed for me in different situations that I was going through. I knew that I could call you and get a prayer through. And that's where we're standing at today in this crazy world of this pandemic. I want you to speak to our people today, letting them know how important it is to remain prayerful during this time. That is really the only thing that's going to keep us afloat and winning. I believe we're going to come out, but the only way we're going to come out is reading this word and most of all prayer.
Yes. When you asked me about this, you know, my mind went to Ezekiel 23:22. Reminds me of today. It says, the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Does that not sound like the world today?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
God said he looked for a man among them that could make up the hedge and stand in the gap.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do today. We have to stand in the gap. Because he did not want to store the land at that time. But he couldn't find a man. He said he couldn't find among them to stand in the gap.
Yes.
And call upon him.
And call upon him.
And that he would have to destroy the land if he couldn't find the man. Mm. And, you know, this is why, you know, Jesus came. Because when God couldn't find somebody to bring us back to him, he sent his son to,
yes,
come and to teach us.
I'm just reminded of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14.
Right.
He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I will heal the land. We are in need of healing. Everything that you can imagine is happening today. It's breaking up homes. It's destroying, everything, because we won't turn. That's why we need to pray.
Correct. And first, we got to know what is prayer. You know, you'd be surprised how many people that don't really know what prayer is and why we should pray. I've seen people say, you know, well, God knows everything. Why do I need to pray? This was God's choice. He chose for man to intercede between man and God when he sent Jesus, which was a man first. When he came to the earth, he came in human form. Because God had put the earth into man's hands and had told man to be over it, to take care of it, to be his representative. But then man turned to his wickedness, and he was evil in all his ways. And he said, you know, he told us, he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. But we leave out a part of this scripture. It says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
And that's the part we leave out.
That's the part we leave out, keeping his commandments. That's so important.
Yes. If we don't keep his commandments, these things will not be done when we ask. He said, do those things, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's 1 John 3:22. So if we don't do the things that are pleasing in his sight, then when we ask, we won't receive.
That is so true, Mother. Listen, I am so happy that you're here today, but I cannot let you go without praying for our listeners.
First, we want to just tell God thank you. Lord, we thank you even this time of trouble. Lord, we thank you because we know that you're almighty and you sit up on the throne and that you look upon us. We thank you because you have protected us and our loved ones, O God. We thank you, O God, for those that have went on, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you have blessed us, even though we've lost thousands of people. Those that are in you are not lost. We are yet saved. We will see eternal life, and we thank you for it. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your goodness. We thank you because you're almighty God. The devil has tried for so long to take your place, but he can't. He's tried so long, he wants to be you, but he can't. And Lord, we thank you because you yet hear us. You yet are looking upon us even in this time of struggle, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you made man to represent all of us, not just some of us, but to represent man, O God, that live in your image. For we were made after you, and we were made after your image. And Lord, we just want to continue to thank you and to praise you, even in this time of trouble. It's so important that we yet praise you and yet seek your face. You said in Psalms 8, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou hast put all things under his feet. So, Lord, we yet know that we are yet in the control that you have given us. And we ask and pray and seek you that we as a people would come together and glorify your name and seek your face and ask you that this land would be delivered and that we would turn from our wicked ways and would turn to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon those, O God, that are listening to us. You know their problems. You know the healings that they need in their bodies. And, Lord, we ask you to start to heal the land. As the land praises you, as the land seeks you, as the land communes with you daily, O God, and walk with you. Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. We ask for healing in bodies in the name of Jesus, healings in the mind in the name of Jesus. O God, we ask you, Lord, that you would do all these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. I know our listeners are blessed, and we're so happy to have you again, Missionary Linda Patterson. Thank you so much. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.